Have you ever lost a loved one? It's an experience I wouldn't want to wish on my worst enemy. But worst of all is because sometimes in the church, the consolation that they give us, although it makes us feel better, it's not in line with the truth. What if a purgatory mystic, a great saint, were to have a speech or words to tell you exactly how to grieve and what to do with that grief for your own benefit and for the release of your loved one? Today, we will explore the incredible words of Saint Litwina of Schiedam. We're going to talk about that in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. This is what she has to say. To other visitors who were not touched in their bodies or in their means of subsistence, but came to her mad with grief because they had seen the death of a husband, child, or other being whom they had adored. To those men who, after the obsequies of their wives, confessed to their temptation to throw themselves into the muse, she would, after some consoling words, put this question. Will you affirm that she for whom you weep is with the elect in paradise? Your answer is no, is it not? For without denying her virtues, you must believe that according to the ordinary rule, she has to pass through a probationary state of waiting, that she must sojourn for a space, the duration of which is known to God alone, in purgatory. Do you not understand that your prayers and your grief can draw souls from thence? What they have not had the chance to suffer themselves, so as to purge themselves here below, you will suffer in their stead. You will substitute yourself for them and finish what they could not end. You will pay your grief in ransom. And the more sharp your pain, the sooner will the debt of her you loved be paid. Who knows, indeed, if the Lord, touched by the goodwill and supplications of a husband, will not give credit to the wife on the capital of his mourning and yield her deliverance at once? You will then be paid in return for your pain. Your wife will make herself the accomplice of time. She will soothe the acuteness of your wounds. She will deaden the regret of her loss and will leave you a gentle memory, distant and sweet. Do not talk then of suicide, for besides the loss of your soul, it would be the negation entire and absolute of your love. It would be abandoning her whom you pretend to love at the moment when she finds herself in peril, plunging her back into the abyss of purgatory when she had already mounted to the top, and depriving yourself of the hope of ever seeing her again. Then she would conclude, simply admire the goodness of the Creator who causes the one to suffer in order to free the other. Think that human love, which is only a parody of a true love, very often excludes God, that it is a form of egoism, since for people who truly love each other, the rest of the world does not exist, and that it is fair that this forgetfulness of God and this indifference towards your neighbor should be expiated. Know without the shadow of the doubt that if you have lost a loved one, that your pain and your grief, you can benefit your loved one right now, and you can prove your true love for them. Take her words seriously, and your grief will become a source of peace and grace. Before you go, I do want to mention a sponsor of the channel, the Rosary Experience app. Rosary Experience has over 3,000 rosary videos to help you meditate better on the holy mysteries. It helps you to beat prayer distractions by presenting a new holy mystery image for every bead that helps you stay engaged in meditative prayer. It has rich videos and variations from Catholic traditions such as sacred scripture, art, chant, icons, stained glass, movie clips, sacred music, and more. It is available for iOS or Android. There is a link below down in the description. My friends, if this video has helped you, please support and like this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.